The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
It's been good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and to live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that usually means you need to reduce your butt. You know, like, example, I want to get my hair cut short, but what if it makes my face look fat? Or I really, really would like to water ski this summer, but what if I fall?
Would you really want to water ski this summer? I can't see you on water skis, by the way.
I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, no, but somebody wants to.
Well, that's true. That's true. Somebody out there, if you want to water ski, go for
right.
it. If you do something, if you want to do something, then don't let your age stand in the way. That's the message here, is that it's not about how old you are. It's about your attitude.
Yes, and AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. Our guest today is Lisa Belvito with Women Build, and we're very anxious to talk to her. And our topic of the day is volunteering. Volunteering, we feel like, is so important, and it's especially good at this age. And Susanna found this great, great quote, and it said, "A pessimist, they say, sees a glass of water as being half empty. An optimist sees the same glass as half full. But a giving person sees a glass of water and starts looking for someone who might be thirsty."
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. And Women Build is a piece of Habitat for Humanity, so they do such a great job. And you know what I found is that all types of people can volunteer. I think it's a great way to develop skills if you're working on things about yourself. Let's say you're shy and you'd like to be a little more outgoing. A volunteer scenario in that environment is so safe and so good to work on things about you that you would like to maybe do better.
I know, and it does. It takes all types of people. It takes, you can be outgoing or you can be shy, and sometimes that shy person is better because they can relate to that person better, and it brings you, you're with the same group of people that have the same common interest, and it really is just such a great thing to do.
Well, I know you've done a lot of research lately, and I know you told me it increases self-confidence.
Yes, and it combats depression.
Right, it combats, and that I think that's one of the things that people, when they retire, they feel like they've lost their identity, and it's very easy to kind of get down on yourself, get down on life a little bit, and it also helps you stay physically healthy.
I know, and remember I just said to you the other day that that's one reason I want to really work at staying healthy as I'm growing older, because I really want to be able to do things like that. It's just so important, better than laying around on the sofa.
Couch potato alert!
Yep. And I think volunteering makes all of us, you know, really feel good on the inside, and it keeps us going.
Right, and I know you have a neighbor who's been so good at that.
Oh my gosh, my neighbor, yes, and she's a member of ABD, and she was a flight attendant for years, and she just retired. She volunteers with Planned Parenthood, with the ARC Value Village, which is like a Goodwill, and she works with Feed My Starving Children.
Well, and we have another member of Aging But Dangerous who's kind of shy and just the sweetest person in the world. And she goes to the hospital and delivers mail to these people. And it's great for her because it just fits her personality. She gets one-on-one time. It makes her feel wonderful. And it's so rewarding that she gets these smiles, people that are lonely in there all day. So there are just lots of opportunities. But helping women identify their passions and find purpose in the second half of their life, and a lot of times that includes a lot of volunteer work, is really what Aging But Dangerous is all about.
I know, and we have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers. You and I are very proud of this. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and in almost every state in America.
Right, so go to agingbutdangerous.com, again, agingbutdangerous.com, and look at all the stuff we do. There's tons of opportunities. So there's, if you can't find something to do with us, then you probably should go out and seek help. We should talk about our swarm, our upcoming swarm, and that's where we all get together at diverse venues. We have a lot of fun. We have exchange conversation. We support each other. We learn things. We take home information. It's just really a great opportunity for women to bond and to interact and to network.
I know, that's right. And our next, I want to tell you about our next swarm. It is at Sorella Wine Tasting, and it's at 1010 Washington Avenue South. It's from 5 to 7 on the 19th of June, and it is really going to be fun, and we've got a lot of people coming.
That's awesome. And it's a great place to meet other fantastic women who are also experiencing this converging of shifts that we all experience, and we are truly in dangerous territory, but we're really having a blast being there.
Right. And to attend a swarm, just go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and become a member. We have all sorts of good perks.
That's right. And we want to start a revolution. We are starting a revolution. We're starting a revolution here.
We are. We are really starting a revolution, and we really want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. We're changing the way women everywhere live their lives, and we need you to join us.
That's right, and this is good, and I think some of these volunteer opportunities that we're actually going to be talking about are ways that women can really live their lives to the fullest. I think we talk about that, but it's really hard. I think when you get to a certain age, you start looking inside yourself and saying, what do I really want to be about?
That's true, and I think I told you about 10 years ago I was checking into volunteering, and it was so difficult then. I don't know why, but it was like the software was different on the computer, everything. Now, when I did some research just a couple of days ago, it seems to be so much easier to find the places to volunteer. I don't know, it just was a totally different picture than it was 10 years ago for me, just for me.
Think about how things have changed in 10 years of all the technology. I mean, it's almost like you think about that, and we are in a whole different era.
Right, right. And, of course, I didn't know much about the computer 10 years ago.
Yes, and your skills have developed so beautifully.
Well, they have, and I think you're putting me on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. When we talk to Lisa, we'll see. Maybe you could give up those computer skills and go into being a carpenter.
Right. You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away, because we will be right back with more juicy stories.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little, or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet, or 18,000, or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com. Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here to and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. We have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Lisa Belvito, and she is a volunteer with Women Build, and she's been a volunteer for 6 years. Lisa, I was telling one of our members the other day about you being on our program, and she said that she had worked with Habitat for Humanity for quite a few years, and she did not know what Women Build was all about. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
She'd never even heard of it, right?
Had not heard of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Jean, that's not unusual. A lot of people have heard of Habitat for Humanity, but not a lot of people have heard about Women Build. So that's part of why I really appreciate, and we really appreciate, you having us on your Aging But Dangerous show so that we can spread the word across the metro about this great program. Women Build is a multifaceted program within Habitat for Humanity that provides opportunities for women from all walks of life and every skill level to come together as volunteers and build affordable homes for qualified homeowners. Now, the most recognized program within Women Build that people do know about is our summer and fall home builds. And we're going to talk more about those in a little while. But a little bit of history. Women Build was created by Habitat for Humanity International in 1998. And today, there are Women Build programs across the world in over 30 countries.
Wow.
Our program here in the metro in the Twin Cities was started in 2001. And this year, we're really excited to be building our 18th and 19th homes to be completed by Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity's Women Builders.
Wow, Lisa, that is very impressive. So this is fairly new here in the Twin Cities, if it was started in 2001.
It is relatively new, and it started small and has grown. There's several other aspects of Women Build that also exist. We do a brush with kindness. We have a regular crew. But like I said, the biggest thing is our two home builds.
Okay. Tell us what's different about being on a Women Build site.
The first thing that you need to know is that being on a Women Build site is really fun. We work hard, but we have a lot of fun. Women provide all of the volunteer labor, from framing the house to laying the sod and landscaping. And every project is also managed start to finish by an experienced woman site supervisor who is on staff at Habitat for Humanity. The other thing that's really important is there are no skills required. If you don't know how to do it, we will teach you. If there's something that you want to learn how to do, I've always been afraid of circular saws. And finally, after 3 years of building, I said to someone, give me a project and teach me to use the circular saw. And they did, and I'm less intimidated by them now. So we will teach you what you need to know. Now, the flip side of that is you'll never be asked to do anything that you're not comfortable doing. And it's kind of interesting because a few years ago, I did the martini skydive with Aging But Dangerous.
Yay!
However, all of the site supervisors in Women Build know that I do not go up high on the scaffolding. So they won't ask me to do that. I'll be on the ground, I'll be cutting material and measuring and feeding it up to the people who are comfortable being up high and doing whatever framing or siding has to be done up high on the house.
Wow, Lisa, that is really, that is so interesting. So you'll jump out of an airplane at 13,000 feet and not go up. I might be that same way. I don't know. But when you're
talking... Well, listen, how about, I would say that you would probably have the same fear of building a house.
Yeah, right.
I break a nail or anything. I can't imagine what... This will be the challenge. The big challenge will be, what can Jean do that you can teach her? This could be like the highlight of my life right here.
I know, because everything she mentioned, I'm like, I don't know about any of that.
She would feel so empowered when she was done with a build day with Women mm-hmm. Build that she would be able to go home and actually do some of these things in her own home if she wanted to.
Which is her worst fear. That's why she has a husband.
Worst fear is right. Well, Lisa, what types of volunteer opportunities are there?
Well, there's lots of different ways that women can volunteer with Women Build, but particularly four main areas. And just a little bit about our home is we will be doing a 10-week build, 5 days a week, with 15 volunteers on site. So you can volunteer as an individual for one or more of those volunteer days. That's free. You just have to sign up online. You can volunteer as a crew leader. You need no skills for that. You simply have to be willing to lead a small group of 3 to 5 women on site that day.
My perfect job.
Yeah.
See, that would be perfect for her.
She
could just talk, but you'd have to tell her she couldn't talk between what they were doing.
Well, but she'd have to lead them in certain skills. So we'd have to teach her what she needed to teach them.
Oh, that may be a deal breaker.
And then the third opportunity is called a team leader day. And that really allows a person or an organization to bring in 15 people that they want to build together with on site all day. And it's a great opportunity for businesses to empower some of their female employees to go out and do volunteer work. It's also a great opportunity for groups of women, book clubs, birthday celebrations. For that opportunity, we do require a $1,500 donation so that you can have the site all to yourself. And that money, of course, goes back to support building the Women Build house. And then last but not least,
you won't, like, pay us that money to have our fingernails redone and stuff like that.
No. Sorry.
Darn.
But I'll tell you
guys,
what you could do is you could be one of our amazing lunch providers. We have someone provide lunch for the volunteers on site every day of the Women Build project. And we love the lunch volunteers because by lunch, we are hungry. So that also is an opportunity. I want to give you some contact information to sign up for these great volunteer opportunities. If you'd like to volunteer as an individual or as a crew leader, you do that on our website, www.tchabitat.org/womenbuild, and you'll find a volunteer button. If you'd like to be a team leader or a lunch provider, you need to call Heather Erickson at Habitat, 612-305-7138.
Lisa, would you repeat that again, please, just the website?
Sure. www.tchabitat.org/womenbuild.
You are listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle on Club 1220 KLBB. We will be right back.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
We are back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne and our special guest, Lisa Belvito from Women Build, which we love. We love the idea of women being part of Habitat for Humanity and really doing their own thing to help people get affordable housing. So we are grateful that everyone joined us out there. And Lisa, tell us more.
Yeah, Lisa, tell us about the 2012 builds.
Well, this year, as I mentioned before, we are building two Women Build houses, one in North Minneapolis in the summer and one in St. Paul in the fall. And it's really exciting to be here today because that summer build in North Minneapolis is going to kick off on Monday, June 11th. We typically start with some sort of a basement. We are not expected to dig the hole and pour the concrete for the basement, so that's a good thing. From that point, we'll spend 10 weeks building the home from the ground up. We work 5 days a week. We work for about 10 weeks, as I said, and we have 15 volunteers on site every day. Plus, we have a site supervisor, and we typically have an AmeriCorps member. So if you think about two builds, 10 weeks, 15 women every day volunteering, we will have volunteer opportunities for approximately 1,100 women over the course of these two builds. And that really opens up a lot of opportunity for people to come out and get involved in Women Build. And once our summer build wraps up in August, we will start our fall build probably in September, and it will go through the same type of schedule through the end of November.
Wow. So you really do start running into maybe some of that weather problem.
We do, and so we like to be working inside at the end of that fall build.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, tell us about the homeowners.
The homeowner for this house is the Haji family. It's a single mom and her six-year-old son and her two-year-old daughter. She came from Ethiopia in 2005, and she works in the security department out at the airport. Now, a lot of people think that Habitat houses are free. Actually, our homeowners all have a mortgage, and before the end of the build, she will put in 300 hours of sweat equity. That's actually before she can move into the home. She will have put in 400 hours of sweat equity either working on her home or on another habitat home. So it really shows the dedication and the commitment of these families to home ownership, especially when you consider the fact that she has a full-time job and she still has to put in these 300 hours.
Oh, wow, that is...
Now, can only women build homes?
No, that is not necessarily true. A lot of our families in Habitat in general do tend to be single moms or blended families with maybe grandma, mom, and some kids. But no, Habitat homes and women build homes are open to any qualified family.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Have we ever learned a lot today? This has been so interesting.
Well, thank you, Jean, for the opportunity to spread the word about Women Build.
Well, you're welcome. Can you give us the website again and the phone number, please?
Sure. The website is www.tchabitat.org/womenbuild. And the phone number is 612-305-7138.
And can you give the phone number again, please?
612-305-7138.
And if going out on that web on that building site isn't your thing, you can always send money, right? Or some like extra nails or wood they have laying around the house, Lisa?
Right, Suzanne. Actually, they can go on that same website and click the donate button, and there are plenty of opportunities to donate money as well as time.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Well, probably instead of doing what I'm doing this weekend, I should be at building a house or practicing my nailing skills or something. But I happen to be going to visit my parents, my 88-year-old mom and my 97-year-old dad, and we're going to take a road trip. And as you know, McCarthy Cadillac's one of our sponsors, and I always think about this because they have a great Cadillac, and I love driving it, and I love the fact that I get to get behind that wheel and all that luxury and just kind of pretend that maybe that could be mine someday.
Does that make you feel impotent?
Yeah, it makes me feel really important. So it's a really sweet ride, but we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be really fun, probably not as much fun as building a house, but I'm sure that we will have a blast. So,
well, we know what is on your mind, but what we really want to know is what our listeners have on their mind. We want them to email us at info@agingbutdangerous.com and tell us what they want us to talk about on ABD Sizzle and what their personal revolution is.
Right, and definitely go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and give us a thumbs up. I kept thinking it was a little blue button, and someone said it's a thumbs up. So anyway, give us a thumbs up. We like that. And also, this is the last weekend because today is the big Triple Crown race, and this is the last Saturday that you can go to Travel Leaders, go to their hotline, and let us know if you want to join us for the Kentucky Derby next year. We have to do all this in advance, and their hotline is 651-789-8862. Again, 651-789-8862. We pick winners, and we're going to have a blast, so come and join us next year.
And I want to remind everybody about our Martini Jump Skydive. That is in Winsted, Minnesota. It's right out of just west of the Twin Cities. And we are going to break another world record. We're going to get 125 women over the age of 50 jumping out of that airplane. I'd like to read an email that was sent to us by a woman that's going to jump. She said, "I am jumping because my beloved son died 9 years ago. 2 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I've started to come out of the coma. The grief will never go away. I learned a lot from my son. He had such an adventurous spirit. When he was 14, he was an inline skating stunt double in Mighty Ducks 2. I want to do this in his memory. I know he'll be right beside me as I make my first jump. Here's to you, Brandon. And as the Tim McGraw song goes, live like you were dying."
Wow, is that powerful. All right. Thanks so much, everybody, for being out there. Thanks for your body and your brain this morning. This has been Jean and Suzanne and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now.
Got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.